We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and I believe Paul is still standing by, so we'll take his phone call. Good morning, Paul. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hear you brought the name Captain Kyle up. He is a great, great person. I don't know if the people in the area know it or not, but he comes from a pretty good legacy of law enforcement. His grandfather was a trooper on the Kansas Highway Patrol and a great gentleman. His dad was a captain, and he is now. He's got big shoes to fill, but as far as I see and observe, he's doing a great job. Next thing is the crime rate. I'll just ask these, and I'll get off the air. What do you attribute the drop in the crime rate to mostly? There has to be a reason. The next thing would be that I guess a little talk by the grapevine or whatever you call it by the Manhattan City Commission about maybe returning to the Manhattan Police Department, which that's been discussed for years. And if your identifier of your RCPD is a great idea. However, I think since it's a consolidated law enforcement, it's kind of still back to the sheriff's deal. If you would move to a different uniform, you move to an LBJ hat. It's not a campaign hat like the patrol wears, but it's a campaign. It's a Lyndon B. Johnson cap or hat. It's not a cap. And if they would wear those when they're out of the car and anywhere that they are, they would be recognized. Other than a ball cap, there's bazillions of ball caps everywhere with all kinds of logos. People can buy caps that say KBI, FBI. They can put RCPD on them if they want to. Everybody, you know, and I think that might be a possibility. And you can get those from Stetson up at St. Joe, Missouri. That's where they get those Highway Patrol campaign hats. Other than that, I think you're doing a wonderful job, have since day one. We do have a safer town. A gentleman, I guess, said something down at the meeting one day about your wife would like it a lot better, really like it here, because it'd be a safer community. And it certainly appears that it is. So thank you. Don't go anywhere. I know people are going to be after you. That's been said before, and he always says, oh, no, 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 no. Well, just stand by. Thank you very kindly. Have a great forever.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. Well, you covered a lot of topics there. I was making notes. I agree with everything you said about Captain Kyle and his family, and we're very fortunate to have him on staff here. As far as the crime rate goes, my personal opinion, you know, it's only 1 year, so we hesitate to make assertions based on 1 year of data, but COVID had a big role in the drop in crime rate for 2020. You had students that weren't here, you had soldiers that weren't here, and I don't want anybody to make a connection that they're the ones responsible for the crime rate. That's not what I mean. What I mean is when your population has been reduced and is less active, those same people can also be crime victims. And when they're not around, there's just fewer opportunities for these things to happen. But also, along with the crime rate dropping last year, we had a dramatic drop in the number of vehicle accidents. Again, I attribute it to the same reasons. There were fewer people that were out and about. There were few people in Manhattan and Riley County. So it stands to reason when you have a population decline that way, whether it's real or artificial, you're going to see less criminal activity. I assume that this year we'll see our calls for service and crime rates and accident rates start to creep back up to more normal trends. I hope not. Then we'll really be scratching our heads to try to figure out what happened last year if we continue to see those declines this year. But we'll see. We'll have to wait and see. We kind of operate on five-year trends. We look at crime and all the things that we track for 5 years, and that way we think it's a better gauge on where we're going. As far as consolidation, you know, the first year I was here, I heard very little about this, and really not much last year in terms of, abandoning consolidation and going back to a sheriff's office, but it seems to be a big topic in the last few months. I keep wondering if it's something I've done to cause that. But I can tell you this, and I've said it many times publicly and to other people, this is a unique situation we have here in Riley County. It is a tremendous value for all of Riley County citizens to have a consolidated department when you're not supporting two, three, four different police agencies or law enforcement agencies with all the structure and administration that goes along with it. It's just less expensive to run. And I've given out this statistic before, and I'll give it again. Across the country, the average ratio of police officers per 1,000 residents is about 2. And in the state of Kansas, it's 2.52 officers per 1,000 residents. Here in Riley County, it's 1.49. So we have 110 sworn officers. If we use that 2 officers per 1,000 ratio, we would have 150 officers instead of 110, 40 more. Now, that may not seem like a lot to the casual listener, but that is a lot of money when you talk about salaries, benefits, equipment. I mean, it would run into the millions more a year. And if you use the state ratio, we would have 189 police officers and we have 110. And I think we're doing a good job with that number. If we had more, we could do additional things that would be optional. But right now, Riley County is safe. It's been the crime rate's been below the state average since at least 2003 every single year. So the community is safe. I think the citizens are getting a good value on the dollar. Why some would want to eliminate consolidation, at least from a fiscal perspective, doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, there was actually a bill, and I think there have been bills in the past introduced, but it was killed pretty quickly, according to Representative Mike Dodson, who I spoke to earlier this week about. And so, you know, that's obviously good news for the Riley County Police Department staying put. And, you know, you mentioned it is a unique position. There's not a lot like it, certainly not in Kansas, but it seems to work.
You know, you mentioned, you know, that it's good the bill was killed for the RCPD. I would describe it just a little bit differently. Again, I just talked about the fiscal value I think it brings to the citizens here. But the other thing is you have a department that's accredited, and it's only one of 11 in the state out of 400 departments. Less than 5% of all agencies in the country are accredited. So you have a level of professionalism here that is unusual. In terms of that, we have outside assessors that come in annually and every 4 years to review what we're doing to make sure we're in compliance with what are considered to be best practices. So having an accredited department, a consolidated one, I mean, in my view, and you know, I've been around for a while and worked in other departments, we're doing all the things that a community would want their police department to do to be professional and accountable for the services they provide. It's still a head scratcher to me why people think it can be done better or more efficiently another way or more traditionally that you see in other counties.
Yeah, we're speaking with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler, and looks like we're about reaching our time limit here. So I'm going to get to my next segment here in just a moment with Chad Omit, but Director, it's always great to talk to you. And is there anything else you want to just mention here briefly before we go?
Only that I don't take for granted the opportunity to be able to talk directly to your listeners and the citizens of Riley County. And I always appreciate the fact that you bring me on once a month to let me do that. So thank you very much. And have a great weekend and a happy birthday.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And we'll talk again next month, 1 month from today, in fact.
Sounds good.
All right. Director Butler joining us here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Chad Omit, National Weather Service Warning Coordination Meteorologist, talking Severe Weather Awareness Week. That's up next on KMAN.